This is WKSU's Shuffle. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. Longtime Northeast Ohio singer-songwriter Ryan Humbert is releasing his first album with his new honky-tonk band, The Shootouts. For this week's Shuffle, I talked with Humbert about finding his passion in an old-time sound. Humbert says he's always had a love for classic country, but now nearly two decades into his music career, he decided to take his honky-tonk side project and make it big.
My grandpa and I would play country songs in the basement, like when I first started playing guitar. When I was a kid, my mom would drive around and she was listening to country radio at that time. And that was in the 90s when you could still hear amazing country on the radio. You know, you get George Strait and Dwight Yoakam and Marty Stewart and Patti Loveless. I like to say that there are people that want their country music 100 proof.
So I'm cleaning house, stir up the dirt. Cleaning house, sweep up the hurt. Cleaning house, pick up the parts of this broken heart. Cleaning house, there's dust and glue. Cleaning house, every room. Mess that's left, I'm throwing out. There's work to do when I'm cleaning house.
When I started as a singer-songwriter, I just primarily wanted to go after like a singer-songwriter pop rock style. It was in 2015 that I finally got serious about an idea that Brian Poston and I had. Brian Poston is our guitarist in The Shootouts. And we said, man, wouldn't it be fun just to go out and play, like have a night where we just go out and just play some of this old country that we love. It took over a year for us to actually get around to doing it. And we started The Shootouts. It just all of a sudden felt right. So this new record, 13 songs, 9 of which are original from either myself or another member of the band.
And you recorded this in Brooklyn, New York?
Yeah.
In 6 days?
In 6 days. We couldn't go make a record like this and do it, you know, where you build it from the ground up. I mean, we wanted to do it as a band. So we recorded a good portion of it live in the studio together.
One of the songs on the album is California to Ohio. Can you talk about that song?
It's based on a true story. February of 1953, my grandpa, Corporal Ron Humbert, was stationed at Camp Pendleton, California as a Marine. And he took a 10-day leave and he hitchhiked from Camp Pendleton all the way back to Hartville, Ohio. Luckily, my grandpa got to hear that song before he passed away. I mean, we sang it at his 85th birthday party and grandma and him danced to it. And the song meant so much to him. We tried to weave some of the details of his trip into the song, of course, but we also tried to make it accessible enough that people could put themselves into the story.
From California to Ohio, I'm gonna get there. Big steel and borrow. Back to the one I love. Back to the place I know.
You know, you've been a singer-songwriter for so many years, and it really feels like you've come into your own here with this and just really found your way.
I couldn't agree more. I mean, I really do feel that, you know, and so sometimes it takes people a little while to figure out exactly what they're supposed to be doing.
I know that some of this, though, hasn't been particularly easy, because you actually posted to Facebook a lot of blood, sweat, tears, money, anticipation, relief, and fear. It's a lot of emotions and a lot of feelings that have been through this journey.
Yeah, it really, well, you know, it really is. I mean, we started this record 18 months ago. We knew that we wanted to do something bigger with this project. And we knew that if we focused on really putting some time into it and some effort into it and putting together a team of people that could kind of help us do what we wanted to do with it, that it would really pay off in the long run. And so we ended up signing with Megaforce Records out of New York City. We've been working with a great crew of people, publicist out of New York and management team out of Nashville and a video production company out of Nashville. And we just took our time to do it right. Life can change in an instant. You never know what's going to happen. You know, I found that out the hard way over the last couple of years, losing my mom, losing my grandpa. We have one chance to do what we want on this planet. And so if there's something you're passionate about, go out and chase it and do it.
Ryan, congratulations. Thanks so much.
Thank
for
you
joining
so
me.
Much. Thanks.
That's Ryan Humbert of The Shootouts. They play an album release show Friday at the Music Box in Cleveland. You can find links at WKSU.org. Shuffle is WKSU's weekly spin through Northeast Ohio's music scene, Thursdays on Morning Edition. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz, 89.7 WKSU.